You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
We
thank God for the worship team for such wonderful songs.
Our God
is forever with us.
It seems
like when there is no way, He will make a way for us.
There's
some young people in our midst this morning. I want to ask you a question. In all your life, what you're accustomed to and what you do every day.
如果有一样的这个要被取消不准你再做的话, 你最不希望被人家拿走的是什么?
If we were to remove one thing, what is that one thing you will not allow anyone to touch?
我想很多人会讲 I am 啊,
Some people will say, I am.
有人可能讲, ,电动玩具, video games.
Some people will say video games.
大人可能会讲电视或是报纸,
and the adults may say TV or the newspaper.
爱吃的人像我可能会喜欢说不可以把茶拿掉, 我每天读书都要喝茶的。
Those of us who like to eat may say, oh, you can't remove food or tea from me.
他每天要举重的,
those, of us who like to work out, they can't lift weights anymore.
当我们真要被拿掉一样的时候, 我们里面可能会有一些保留,
if these things were to be removed, we have some reservations because we don't want it to be removed. You all have something in your head right now, right? My son probably is privileged to drive. He just got his driver's license. But if I ask you another question, and in all of your life, if you can only have one thing, what is the one thing that you would keep? I am not talking about your hobbies. I'm talking about one thing that would sustain your life. What is the one thing you would keep?
Was it one
of the things that you thought of earlier? Definitely not. Perhaps you would say water. Water can be obtained through fruits. And you say, okay, maybe
health.
If you don't have good health, at the most, you'd just be physically weak.
哪一样东西你最需要?
What is the one thing that you absolutely have to have?
我问医生好了, 医生你觉得哪一样东西最需要?
I'll ask the doctors.
水跟空气, 你只能一样嘛, 不能要两个。
Just one, you can't have both.
要水的举手。
Anybody who wants water, raise your hand.
要空气的举手。
Oxygen, raise
啊,
your
都是嘛,
hand.
哈?
Everybody says oxygen.
对嘛, 你没有水还可以熬一阵子, 没有空气,
without water, you can still live a little longer, but without air, you pretty die.
所以当我们有选择的时候呢, 我们不会想到生命中最重要的东西是不可少的。
And when we have a choice, we don't think about the fact that there are these things that we cannot live without.
我们会想到电视不可以少, IM不可以少, 电动玩具不可以少。
And we think that, oh, I can't live without TV or video games or I am.
我儿子挑大学的时候, 他这个, UC Davis不挑, 挑 UC Irvine, 他说, I can't live without water.
When David chose to go to college, he chose Irvine instead of Davis because he said, I can't live without water.
因为他喜欢海边, 他觉得没有海边的学校, 这个没有意思, 所以他宁可挑 Irvine.
Because he loved the ocean, he said, I need to be somewhere close to the ocean.
Okay, 我就讲这个道, 不要得罪的在 Irvine 读书的人。
I don't want to offend anyone who is studying in Irvine.
但是anyway, 当我们生命真正面临抉择的时候, 那个最重要的事情就会凸显在我们的里面。
And when we come to a life's choice, something that is very significant will appear before us.
但是弟兄姊妹, 我们很少去想 我们属灵生命的必须。
And oftentimes we don't think about what is the critical thing within our spiritual life.
但是圣经的里面, 神说, 人没有信心, 就不可能在神的面前讨神喜悦。
The scripture said, he is without faith cannot please God.
圣经上甚至说, 这个信心, 这个是我们整个人得以生存的根据啊。
And the scripture says, Our faith is the basis of how we live.
义人必因信而生活。
And the just shall live by faith.
圣经上更讲到说我们行事为人是凭着信心不是凭着眼见。
And the scripture says that we walk by faith and not by sight.
弟兄姊妹我们所有看得见的感觉得到的摸得着的东西常常会吸引我们。
All that we can see, all that we can touch, these are the things that draw us.
但是保罗却这样子斩钉截铁地告诉我们我们活着行事为人是凭信心不凭眼见。
But Paul says very sternly, we live and we walk by faith and not by sight.
所以弟兄姊妹在我们的生活里面如果没有透过属天的信心来看我们的生活的话。
So in our daily life, we do not look at things through the spiritual faith.
那我们生活的品质就决定只为着今生或是为着自己。
And the quality of this life would just be for today and for ourselves.
只有我们透过了神儿子的信心来看我们的生活的时候。
Only when we look at things through the faith in the Son of God,
我们才会从一个属天的角度从一个永恒的角度来看我们这一生的遭遇。
Then we will look at the things in our life from a heavenly and eternal perspective.
所以保罗说我们行事为人任何的人际关系都需要透过主来看。
So Paul says, whatever we do, however we walk, we got to do all things through Jesus Christ.
我相信我们都有过这样子的经历。
I know we all have such experience.
很多时候我们认为我们这个人会是我的好朋友。
A lot of time we think this person is my best friend.
但是弟兄姊妹，就算是再好的朋友
，No matter how great of a friend,
如果主不在其中
，If the Lord is not in the midst of that relationship,
如果我们没有透过主、透过信心来看这样子一个人际的关系
，If we do not look.If we do not look at this relationship through the Lord,
有一天这个关系可能回头伤害了我们。
One day this relationship will turn back and hurt us.
同样的，在我们今生的遭遇，我们所做的抉择里面也是一样的。
Similarly, of the things that we face and the decisions that we make.
那信心是讲到一个属天的信心，让我们有一个完全不同的眼光。
And this faith that we're talking about is a heavenly thing. It gives us a different perspective of things.
所以我们的生活会不一样了。
So our lives would be different.
加拉太书二章二十节甚至说到我如今在肉身活着。
Galatians 2:20 says, the life that I now live in the flesh.
我们在座里面任何一个人今天不是凭着 在肉身活着的人
Is anybody here who is not living in the flesh? Would you please raise your hand?
如果真有人举手的话所有其他人都跑掉了
If somebody really raised their hand we were all running away in fear
我们都在肉身里面活着
We are all living in the flesh
但是保罗却告诉我们我如今在肉身活着是因什么而活
Paul says when I live in the flesh I live by
是因信神的儿子或是因着神儿子的信心而活着
I live by faith in the Son of God
这两个翻译我说都很好、啊、
These two translations I liveby faith in the Son of God or the faith in Jesus Christ.
因信神儿子而活说到信心的对象和根据是神的儿子。
I live by faith in the Son of God says that the object of my life is because of Jesus Christ.
因着神儿子的信心而活着说到信心的源头和他的本质。
And because of the faith of the Son of God, it speaks of the origin and the nature of faith.
这两个都这么重要。
These two aspects are equally important.
你发现里面保罗说他在肉身活着的时候他的根据不是电视不是报纸不是茶不是 I am
and Paul says when he lives in the flesh his basis is not based on TV food or I am
他说我活着是因神儿子的信心或是信神儿子而活
he said I live by faith in the Son of God
弟兄姊妹信心太重要了
so brother and sister faith is the most important
它是我们整个属天生命属灵祝福一个关键的因素
and it's the critical point for all the spiritual blessings that we receive
所以前一阵子我们在讲信心的时候我们不仅仅讲到信心太重要
but when we talked about faith earlier we did not simply talk about the fact that it is important
另外我们也提醒了两件非常重要的事情
but we also made mention of two things
一个讲到信心的源头必须是神的儿子
one it says the source must be in the Son of God
我们自己挤牙膏挤出来的信心经不起考验的
we cannot squeeze it like we're squeezing toothpaste. It cannot be tested.
今天你可以说我信我信喊得震天假响。
And you can say, I believe, and you cry out loud.
等到明天风雨一来的时候我们的信心就不见了。
And tomorrow when the storms come, your faith may disappear.
因为那个信心的源头还是我自己挤出来的自信。
Because the source of that faith comes from myself.
而不是从神儿子来的那个信心。
And I believed in myself, and it did not come from the fact that I believe in the Son of God.
那第二件事情很重要的事情。
And the second most important thing.
就是我们不仅仅要知道这个信心已经在我们里面。
Not only do we need to know that this faith is already in us.
我们要去用它，要去 activate and exercise it.
But we must activate and exercise this faith.
就叫运用它，而且要去操练啊。
To utilize it and to exercise it.
弟兄姊妹，如果你得着了却不用，那对我们来说仍然是无用。
Brothers and sisters, if you have it, that you do not use it, it is still of no value.
就像我很多年以前讲过的一个故事，一个穷留学生到了美国以后。
I told a story a long time ago. Overseas student, he was relatively poor, and he went to the States.
他为了孝顺那个多年抚育他养他长大的那个寡母啊，那个守寡的母亲。
And he wanted to take care and honor his mother in Taiwan, who was a widow.
他虽然在美国打工辛苦，但是他定期寄支票回去给他的母亲。
He worked very diligently, and he earned money to send money back to his mom.
但是因为他的母亲没有受过什么教育，不懂什么叫做支票。
Because his mother does not know anything about currency or wasn't educated, she did not know anything about the check system.
他只知道他儿子爱他写的信以后，每一次信里面夹了一张彩色纸就是了。
She knew that every time her son would write her a letter.He would send him a nice picture.
他舍不得丢掉，就贴在他的墙壁、房屋上面，都是支票。
And she did not want to throw it away, so she pasted all the currency on the wall.
有一天他病了，又没有钱买医药，又没有什么钱去买营养品。他的亲戚来到他房间，一看到这么多支票，吓了一大跳。
One day she was ill and she was sick, and she didn't have any money to purchase any medicine.And one of her friends came to visit her and saw all the currency that was pasted on the wall. She was just shocked.
有这么多神的应许，因为我们没有用真信心，对我们来说就像支票贴在墙壁上一样。
So many of the promises of God that we have, and we do not use it by faith, is like pasting currency on the wall.
一面我们拥有这么多的应许，这么多属天的丰富，一面我们却贫穷却软弱。
We have so many promises and so much special spiritual blessings, yet we are impoverished.
我以为我讲到讲得很清楚了。
I thought I made it very clear.
后来我一想，不够清楚。
And I said, oh, it's not clear enough.
因为礼拜二晚上祷告会完的时候，有一个弟兄跑来问我。
So Tuesday night after the prayer meeting, one of the brothers came and asked me.
他说：“弟兄啊，他说你说这个信心是神儿子的信心，信心的源头是神的儿子。
”And you said that faith is the faith of the Son of God, the faith that is in the Son of God, the source is from Him.
但是怎么去用它
How do I use it?
怎么去 activate? 怎么去 exercise 它
How do I activate it and exercise it?
你们有没有这样问题
Anybody have the similar questions?
有这样问题的请举手
Those who have similar questions, please raise your hand.
这不多那其他人都没有问题
Not too many. So everybody else is okay then.
那你有这些问题的人你们怎么不问我呢
So those of you who have such questions, how come you didn't ask me?
我们会觉得抽象哈，或不知道怎么去用它。
And we feel like it's surreal, and we don't know how to use it.
那一方面是因为我们不知道它已经在我们里面了。
Because on the one hand, we don't know that it is in us already.
那现在我已经花了两堂信息告诉弟兄姊妹，在我们得救的时候，这个生命就在我们里面了。
And I spent two messages to tell you that the moment you are saved, this faith is in you.
那么。现在要怎么去用它呢？我们不太会用、啊。
Now, how do we use it? We really don't know how.
当你不知道会去用的时候，就是表示因为我们平常没有用它，所以现在不会用了、啊。
If you don't know how to use it, it means that we haven't been using it every day of our lives.
所以不要稀奇你不会用它，因为我们平常没用它。
So don't marvel at the fact that I don't know how to use it because we haven't used it.
啊，你会说余弟兄，你什么时候学的当政客一样，回答老半天还是没回答。
You guys say, Brother Yu, how come you're, when did you become a politician? You say all these things yet you haven't given me an answer.
现在靠近11月了，回答问题很技巧的。
And we're drawing toward November, and we have to be very cautious in how we respond to
questions. 弟兄姊妹，这就是事实，因为你没有用它，所以不会用它。
And this is the fact. You haven't used it, so you don't know how to use it.
我们一定要用它。
So we have to exercise it.
我们说过，这个信心是一个生命，它需要增长。
And this faith is alive, it needs to grow.
但是弟兄姊妹，它增长并不是只有借着苦难才能增长。
But brothers and sisters, it doesn't simply grow out of trials.
所以我们在平常的生活里面，我们是不是过信心的生活非常重要的。
In our everyday life, are we living a life of faith? That is very important.
啊，这个台湾有一句话说临时抱佛脚啊。
In Taiwan, we said that the very last minute you were grabbed the foot of Buddha.
那我们不太提别神的名号就是了。可是很多时候，我们只有在拦住的时候，才会想要去用信心，对不对
？We won't make mention of the foreign God's name, but a lot of time we only think about God when we're in trials.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果是一个生命的话，它怎么可能只能够靠着拦住才让它增长呢
？But if it's truly life, then how can it only grow through trials and hardship?
我上次说过，信心要增长，我们平常就需要对它有喂养。
And I say that life needs to grow because we have to feed it for it to grow.
在我们最平凡的生活里面，我们就要开始操练信心。
In our ordinary days, we need to exercise faith.
我说一个很好的信心的喂养就是属灵的食物。
And one way to feed faith is the spiritual food.
你就带着一个渴慕和简单的信心来读主的话。
With a simple longing and yearning, just come and read the word of God.
然后用信心跟我们所听见的道来调和。
And with faith, mix it with the words that we have heard.
当你犯罪软弱仇敌一直控告你
when you are sin and you are weak and the Satan keeps on condemning you
你读到约翰一书第一章第九节说到我们若认自己的罪神是信实的是公义的要赦免我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义
1 John chapter 1 verse 9 says that God is righteous when we confess our sin he will forgive us of our sins
你就很简单的说主既然这是你的话我现在跟你认罪
you say Lord if this is your word then I confess my sins
我真心在主面前认完罪以后神就赦免我的罪洗净
And when I truly confess my sin, then God will forgive me and cleanse me of my unrighteousness.
就用简单的信心学习来接受它。
And with a simple faith, receive it.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上讲到他是以马内利的神。
And brothers and sisters, the scripture says that he is the God of Emmanuel.
你们亲近神，神就必与你们亲近。
You draw near to God, he will draw near to us.
弟兄姊妹，不要凭感觉，就是简单的相信。
Do not go by your feelings, simply believe.
就像摩西如同看见那不能够看见的神
As Moses who have seen the unseen God
他们一样没有看见到神
Though they have not seen God
但他们凭着信心神怎么说他们就信了
But by faith, whatever God said, they believed
那你会说哎呀那我平常读圣经听聚会的时候我到底是人的信心在读呢还是主的信心在读呢
And you say when I read the scripture, when I listen to the messages Am I believing out of my own faith Or am I believing out of the faith in the Son of God
弟兄姊妹不用去分析它
Brothers and sisters, do not, you don't need to distinguish
你带着一个简单的渴慕把自己向神敞开来
But with a simple longing, just open up yourself to God
你说主啊这是你的话我渴慕你我现在来读它
You say God, this is your word I long for you, I come and read it now
主我现在要祷告了我是用祷告来到你的面前
God, I'm going to pray And by prayer
就是用一个简单的信心 来应用它
And with a simple faith, come and exercise.
你不需要去分析它
You don't need to evaluate.
你就像用那个水浇灌在地里面
Just as us pouring the water onto the ground.
你不要去分析说多少的水被土吸收了多少的土多少的水被这个树吸收了
You do not need to analyze how much of the water is soaked up by the earth and how much is drank up by the plants.
到底我是用心思头脑在读呢还是用灵在读呢
Am I simply reading with my mind or am I reading it with my spirit?
弟兄姊妹啊我们就是简单的打开主的话你就是读它
Brothers and sisters, simply open the Bible and just read it.
你里面的那个新生命自然会来吸收主的话吸收属灵的养分
The new life that is within you will automatically absorb the word
只要我们重生得救里面的生命就是真的
As long as we are born again, the life within us is real
只要我们里面有真生命当属灵的供应来的时候它会去吸收的
If we have this real life, when the spiritual supply comes, it will take it up
信心是不住增长的生命
Faith is a life that grows continually
它就一天一天在我们里面增长
And day by day it grows
今天我们要讲一个很重要的题目就是当你有真有信心的时候你一定有行为
And today the topic is that if we have faith, we will have deeds or works.
这个行为不光是指的外面的一个行为，有时候指的行动或是我们的生活来说的。
Our works is not just talk; it talks about a manifestation of what we do from day to day.
我记得一两年前，我们青少年他们做了一个 sweatshirt， 上面写 CIA。
And I remember, young people a few years ago made a T-shirt that said CIA.
不是这个中央调查局的调查员。
And they are not the Central Intelligence Agency.
他们是 Christian in Action.
It represents Christians in Action.
是一个有行动的基督徒。
It means Christian that has action.
弟兄姊妹，真正有信心。就一定外面有行为有证明的
Brothers, if we have true faith then there is work that follows to testify of that faith
我们一起来读一段圣经
Let's read a portion of scripture together
新约雅各书第二章
The book of James chapter 2
要翻快一点我们要省时间我开始读了第二章十四节
Chapter 2 verse 14
到二十六节
Verse 26
为了省时间我一个人来读
I will read it to everybody
我的弟兄们若有人说自己有信心却没有行为有什么益处呢这信心能救他吗若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身肉体又缺了日用的饮食你们中间有人对他们说平平安安的去吧愿你们穿得暖吃得饱却不给他们身体所需用的这有什么益处呢这样信心若没有行为就是死的 必有人说你有信心，我有行为，你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。你信神只有一位，你信得不错，鬼魔也信，却是战惊。虚浮的人啊，有一个翻译叫做这个笨的人啊，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？可见信心是以他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全。这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。这样看来，人称义是因着行为，不是单因着信。妓女拉合接待使者，又放他从别的路上出去，不也是一样因行为称义吗？身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。好，在这段的圣经里面讲到信心跟我们的生活、跟我们的行为或是行动之间的关系。
And this portion of scripture speaks of how faith and our daily, our actions are mingled together.
第一个讲到没有行为的信心是没有益处的。
First it says that faith without works is of no value.
他说若有人说自己有信心但却没有行为，有什么益处呢？
If any man says that he has faith yet he has no works, how does it profit him?
这个信心能救他吗？
Can this faith save him?
我不晓得在座的爸爸妈妈，你有没有问过你的小孩子，尤其是三岁左右的小孩。
And the parents who are sitting here, I don't know if you've ever asked your children, particularly those who are around three years old.
就是两岁三岁那个 trouble two 的时候。
Two to three years old.
他明明人家叫他 trouble two 或者 terrible two.
And we call that those people, or the kids at two years of age, trouble two.
你问他乖不乖？
You ask them, are you good?
你看，妈妈已经在讲乖了啊。大概 99% 的小朋友都会回答你乖。
And 99% of the kids would say, I'm good.
这是自己说自己乖。
They would say that they are good.
但是在行为上不见得乖了，对不对？
But in their behavior, it may not be that way.
妈妈跟他说把电视关掉。
Mom would say, turn off the TV.
可能要讲五遍他都不关的。
They have to say probably five times and the TV still won't go off.
讲到你赶快把饭吃完，不吃完我收走了。
Hurry up and finish your food or else I'm going to clean up your plate.
但是很多妈妈到最后都回去再去喂他，对不对？
And at the end, the mom would go and feed the child.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己说是一件事情。
And brothers and sisters, one thing, what we say of ourselves.
那做出来常常是另外一件事情。
What we do and what we manifest is something else.
如果你哪一天开车，你超速闯红灯被警察抓下来。
If one day you're driving, you're speeding, and you ran a red light, and the cop pulled you over.
你告诉他说我的笔试考100分，你知道吗？
He said my written test, I scored 100% on that.
我从小到大没有一科考过100分，只有考交通考试考100分。
I never had a perfect exam in anything except for the written portion of the driver exam.
你说警察开不开罚单给你？
We see Would you say the cop would give you a ticket?
没有用的，对不对？
That's absolutely useless.
你跟他说你现在考考我好了，你考我一定答对的。
You say test me now, I'll have all the right answers.
没有用的。
It's useless.
有一次有一个人开车开太快，这个超速被警察拦下来。
One day somebody was speeding and the cop pulled him over.
警察问他说你难道没看到我吗？你开这么快。
And the cop says, did you not see me when you were going this fast?
他说我就是因为没看到你才开这么快。
So because I didn't see you, that's why I'm going so fast.
是不是我们很熟悉的故事啊？
This is a familiar story.
很多时候没有警察我们就快了。
When there is no cop around, we speed up.
我们知道是一件事情，我们做是另外一件事情。
We know one thing, but we do something different.
我刚刚讲的那个人不是我啊。
That wasn't me.
因为有人说我开车很快，我只是开车很 efficient 就是。
Some people say I drive fast, but I actually just drive very efficiently.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以知道很多的东西。
We know many, many things.
但是我们做出来不见得是这个样子。
But what we do may not be what we know.
当我们说我们有信心，但是却没有行动来证明。
But when we say we have faith, yet we do not have works to follow up on it.
他说这样子的信心有什么益处呢？
He said, how would this faith profit you?
这样子的信心能救我们吗？
Can such a faith save you?
当你说你相信神同在。
And when you say you believe the presence of God.
可是你的生活跟你的行动就证明你不觉得神同在，对不对？
But your lives and the things that you do proves that you do not believe that God is with you.
我们还是为所欲为。
We still do what we want to do.
我们不敬畏他，不怕他。
We do not honor him, we do not fear him.
或是我们一碰到难处，我们就紧张那个要死。
And when we come to difficulties when we worry and worry.
所以我们说有信心，可是我们实际上却没有。
We say we have faith, but in actuality we don't.
所以这样子自己说自己有信心，不能够救我们，没有益处的。
And you keep on telling yourself, yes, I have faith, but this faith cannot save you, it cannot profit you.
那雅各不仅仅说信心没有行为是没有益处的。
James does not simply say that faith without works is of no value to you.
他接下来连续讲了三次，信心没有行为是什么？是死的。
But three times he says, faith without work is dead.
信心我们刚才说它是一个生命。
That we said earlier that faith is a life.
生命就应该有行为。
And life will have manifestation of works.
所以一个没有行为的信心它是一个死的，它已经不再叫生命了。
A faith that doesn't do anything, that has no works, is already dead. It's not called faith anymore.
身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
So just as the body without the spirit is dead, so is faith without works.Is also dead.
我小的时候有一次被我们教会的一个妈妈这个怂恿她。
One time, when I was younger,
她 encourage 我跑到旁边殡仪馆去看一件事情。
One of the mothers at church encouraged me to go to the mortuary to look at something.
因为那个时候在我们旁边有一架飞机这个 crash。坠毁了，一大堆尸体都送到我们家旁边的殡仪馆去了。
That near our house there was a plane that crashed, and a lot of the people that died were sent to the mortuary that was near our house.
在你们住了那么多年的唯一的一次机会嘛。
I've lived there for so many years, that was the only opportunity.
那个妈妈是很勇敢的一个妈妈，人家不敢，家人都不敢去找尸体，她帮人家拨来拨去去找尸体。
That mom was very courageous. When people dare not go and search for the body, she would go in the field and look for the body.
她就叫我去看，叫我去看。
And she said, Hong Jie, come and look at it.
那我那时候是我们邻居的孩子头啊，为什么能不去呢？不然人家瞧不起我。
And I was the head of all the kids in the neighborhood, so I had to go, or else they wouldn't look up to me anymore.
所以我就跑去看了。
So I went and I looked.
我们几个小朋友爬到树上这样往里面看。
All of us little kids would climb on the trees when we're looking.
那时候都已经傍晚了，里面点的蜡烛居然不弄灯点的蜡烛。
And it was late at night. They were using candles. They didn't use flashlights.
那一块一块大冰块上面全是黑黑的那个碳，那个尸体啊。
And there were large ice, and there were bodies that were laid on top of the ice.
手都是这样缩在一起的。
And their hands were all tucked in together.
有的是断臂残肢在冰上面。
And there were body parts that were also on these blocks of ice.
那天回来，我整个晚上大概是我人生有记忆以来第一次失眠啊，是大概十岁的孩子。
In my recollection, that's the first time in my life that I had insomnia.
那我其他那几个狐群狗党半夜还喊叫哭了。
And some of my buddies, they were screaming and yelling in the middle of the night.
弟兄姊妹，一个身体没有灵魂是死的，那很可怕的。
A body without spirit is dead. It is dreadful.
但是弟兄姊妹，信心如果是死的，在神眼中一样是一件这个死亡，这个没有办法叫神喜悦的事情。
But faith that is dead is also dreary, and it is something that cannot please the heart of God.
所以圣经上说到。人非有信不能够得神的喜悦。
So the scripture made it very clear, unless a man has faith, he cannot please God.
所以信心必须是活的。
So faith must be alive.
因为真信心它是生命，它一定有行为。
For true faith, it's living and it has something that will show itself.
所以雅各在这里提到三件事情，他说第一个，如果有弟兄姊妹赤身肉体又缺的日用的饮食。
So James gave us three examples. First of all, if any brother and sister were naked and did not have this daily sustenance.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个不仅仅是一个很紧急的需要。
It's not only a need that is very current or very immediate.
他都赤身肉体了，这是非常紧急的需要。
Your neighbor is naked.
或是缺的日用的饮食，这是一个长期的需要。
And they don't have their daily needs, that is a prolonged need.
他们来了以后，你却对他说：“你平平安安的去吧。”
And they come to you and you say, "Go in peace."
愿你穿得暖，吃得饱。
And that you can stay warm and be filled.
弟兄姊妹，如果你是那个乞丐，或是那个有需要的弟兄姊妹，你心里面作何感想
？If you were that brother or that sister in need, how would you feel?
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.